You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everybody loves prospects, including us. Let's talk about them next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, April 16th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And the five prospects who are on the verge, according to Scotty: O'Neill Cruz with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jose Miranda with the Minnesota Twins, Max Meyer with the Miami Marlins, Nolan Gorman with the St. Louis Cardinals, and MJ Melendez with the Kansas City Royals. What do you have on these five, Scotty?
Well, first of all, I'll clarify the five on the verge means the five prospects most worth stashing in redraft leagues. I'm not saying they're all mustache. I think maybe O'Neill Cruz is the only one who probably fits that description. But, you know, if you have space to work with, if you want to stash some upside for in the hopes of a big payoff later, these would be the five to look at right now. So O'Neill Cruz, we've talked about a lot, big power potential there, some speed too. He's trying to learn the outfield in the minors. I don't think he'll be down for long. Max Meyer, I kind of want to highlight here because we haven't talked about him as much. Pitcher for the Marlins. He was the third overall pick as recently as 2020. Had a well-developed fastball and slider already. That combination of pitches was enough to give him a very projectable path as like a late inning reliever, even if he didn't develop at all. But he appears to be developing and developing pretty rapidly, picking up a changeup, a pitch that the Marlins organization is especially known for developing. And the results so far have been fantastic. He had his one appearance in spring training through four perfect innings. And then in his second start here at AAA, five perfect innings with eight strikeouts. He only allowed two hits in four innings in his first AAA start. So a total of two hits in nine innings with 13 strikeouts to just one walk at AAA. He's going to force the issue here, I think, sooner than later and be somebody who could make an impact right away at a position where everybody always has a need, right? You can always have more starting pitchers. So very interested in Max Meyer there. Nolan Gorman of the Cardinals had an outside shot of winning a job as their DH this spring, but no, it was always kind of a long shot. He struck out too much to get it done and got off to a slow start at AAA, but he's caught fire here recently, had a two-homer game already, a separate five-hit game, and I believe he just homered again. Obviously, a few days have passed by now, so I don't know what his home run total is up to, but the point is he's heating up, and when he heats up, the Cardinals have been quick to promote him. He's only 21 years old and already a AAA. And, that he's showing signs of heating up again. They've indicated they're willing to have Tommy Edman move to a super utility role once Gorman is ready at second base, and he has big power potential. So somebody to keep an eye on.
All right. With Max Meyer, people listening might say, well, the Marlins have this great pitching staff, and they do, but these things find a way to work themselves out.
Oh, sure.
Unfortunately, Pablo Lopez has dealt with a lot of shoulder injuries. Eliezer Hernandez has had his injury issues as well. So if there is an injury or even if one of these players is not performing, the Marlins are a team that, sneakily, they want to compete this year. So once Max Meyer is ready, they will get him in that rotation. Five prospects who are on the periphery: Nick Prado with the Royals, Ty Madden here, Ryan Nelson, Hudson Haskin, and then Yusniel Diaz. So, Scott, I guess explain what you mean by the five on the periphery and anything you'd like to quickly add on those five.
They're just five prospects who are making some noise, worth highlighting, in case you don't already know a lot about them. I wanted to put Nick Prado here because he was close to being on five on the verge, but his strikeout rate here in the early going is just through the roof. Makes me a little nervous because strikeouts were a big problem for him before his breakthrough last year. Too early to panic, but it's something to keep an eye on. Ty Madden is interesting because he was great in college, looked like he was going to be a high pick, but he slipped to the supplemental round, and the Tigers took him as the second player they they drafted in last year's draft. And he didn't pitch at all in the minors last year. He shows up in his professional debut and he's got a different arm angle. It's more three quarters than over the top. And that's going to let him, you know, the reason he fell was because that over the top delivery didn't allow him to locate his fastball up in the zone, as is the modern strategy, the elevated fastball, getting hitters to swing under it. And now he's able to do that. He was spotting that fastball up in the zone in his first professional start and peaking at 99. So he's on track to deliver his best case outcome, as much as you could say after only one start, right? Real quickly, Hudson Haskin of the Orioles, a player to keep an eye on. He had a three homer game early on. And if he develops power, like, I could see him making that Joey Weimer type leap, because very athletic, a natural center fielder, a lot of speed, can steal bases, but there wasn't much power. And now all of a sudden he puts together a three homer game. So not ready to rewrite his profile yet, but something to keep an eye on. Hudson Haskin.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.